to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Placing my most humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Dear listeners, I am Raghu from Team Radio Psy, and a warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live. This is a segment, Service, Love in Action. The time right now in our studio is 11:45 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and today is 16th of July. Well, the weather at Prashanthalam is quite pleasant. It's a mixture of both sun and cloud, and yesterday, we had a slight downpour here at Prashanthalam, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. Dasuham Kausalendrasya, I am the servant of Lord Rama. This was told by Hanuman when asked, who are you? So dear listeners, last 2 weeks, if you are there with me, you'll be aware that I was having a conversation with Brother Sai Giridhar, research scholar from Sri Satya Institute of Higher Learning, on different stories from the epic Ramayana, from which we can learn the lessons of Seva. Actually, I wanted to continue the conversation even today, but Brother Sai Giridhar is away, out of town. So, I promise you to continue the conversation when he comes back to Puttaparthi in a couple of weeks from now. But today I have for you a conversation that I had recorded maybe a year back with Mr. Brijesh Bamalwa, the Sevadal coordinator for the state of West Bengal of the Sri Satya Seva organization. And in that conversation, he spoke to us about the various service activities in which Swami's devotees are involved in the state of West Bengal. Well, this conversation is in three parts, and today we'll be listening to the first part. And in this first part, Brother Brijesh Bamalwa speaks to us about few wonderful service activities that the devotees of West Bengal are involved in. So, without taking much of your time, let's listen to the conversation.
Sairam sir, greetings and a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studio.
Sairam sir, thank you so much. I'm really, really privileged to have been called for this interview. I pray to Swami that I can serve the purpose and do justice to whatever is the objective.
Yes. So this is a segment called Service Love in Action. And in this segment, we capture the various service activities done by Bhagwan's devotees.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the youth coordinator of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization for West Bengal State, right, sir?
Yes.
So now we want you to talk about the service activities, the various service projects of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization in West Bengal.
Mm-hmm. We do service in three batches of 10 days each, 1st to 10th and 11th to 20th and then 21st to 31st. And on an average, in each batch, there were around 1400 to 1500 gents and ladies Sevadal doing service in Prashanthalam. So if we take out the average, it would be somewhere around 3800 to 4000 Sevadals in the month of December itself.
Now, in which all other months of the year do Sevadals come from West Bengal here to Prashanthalam?
They come in the month of March as a part of the All India duty, which is for 15 days, and also in the month of May, which is for 8 days.
Okay.
In the month of May, we do the duty jointly with the Odisha state organization.
Mm-hmm. And in the month of March, it's All India.
In month of March, it's All India. Sevadals from all states jointly do the service in Prashanthalam.
Okay. Nice, sir. So going forward, please give us a brief statistical report of the total number of Sevadals in West Bengal, number of samitis, bhajan mandalis, balvika centers, balvika students, etc.
In West Bengal, there are 19 political districts, and Sri Satya Sai Seva organization is functional in all the 19 districts of the state. We have around 158 samitis and 245 bhajan mandalis in West Bengal. If we talk of the number of members, it is somewhere above 20,000, out of which we have 10,000 sevadals who are active workers, both gents and ladies. And we have around 1,580 Balvikas centers, wherein we have around 18,000 Balvikas students.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from this, we also have 227 adopted villages and slums. And there are 33 villages which are adopted under the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program.
Okay, so this is the statistics. Now, please throw light on the different service activities.
In fact, the name of the organization itself is service activities, so there is nothing else apart from service in the organization. Every activity which we do in the organization under the three wings, be it a spiritual, educational, or the service wing, somehow or rather falls within the category of service. So, we have got three levels of activities, three tiers of activities in our state, the state level, the district level, and most importantly, the Samiti level, which is the foundation for the organization. Let me first start with our state level activities. Every year, I think you may be aware of the Ganga Sagar Mela, which happens at the confluence of River Ganga and the Bay of Bengal. It's the second largest pilgrimage congregation in the country. First is the Kumbh Mela, which happens every alternate 4 years. And Ganga Sagar Mela is held every year on the occasion of Makar Sankranti, which falls on 14th January. Every year around 120 to 130 sevadals, comprising of around 110-15 boys and balance girls, they form together into a team and they go to the Ganga Sagar Mela for cleaning the night soil which is excreted by pilgrims on the sea beach. There is an interesting incident to the origin of this camp. Let me first throw light on the spiritual significance which this Mela has for the different pilgrims. Around 5 lakh pilgrims congregate on this occasion on 14th January every year. And it is believed that once they take a dip into the holy dip into the Sagar, which is the ocean, they would achieve liberation or salvation.
Mm-hmm.
After taking the dip, they then go to offer worship in the temple of Kapil Muni. This place has got its significance from that temple itself, because Kapil Muni, a great penance was done by him at that very spot, and thereafter a temple was built. So currently the temple, which is the original shrine, was washed away in the ocean. Now this is the 13th temple which has been reconstruction, the one which we have now. And around 5 lakh devotees congregate to take holy dip and then offer worship to Kapil Muni.
Like, they come on Makar Sankranti day. What is the significance? Can you throw some light? Why on that day?
Makar Sankranti is, I would not know the full mythological or spiritual significance of the day itself, but it is believed on that day that anybody who takes dip in that Ganga Sagar, he achieves salvation or liberation. I really don't know how that happens.
Okay.
Because, and it is also a saying in the country that Sare Tirath Bar Bar Ganga Sagar Ek Bar. It is so difficult because the commutation to that place itself is very difficult. You have to first go by road, then you have to cross the ocean in a steamer.
Oh,
and then again you have to go by road.
Mm-hmm.
So you have got 3 laps of the journey. Nowadays, the infrastructure has slightly improved because government has realized the importance of this Mela and they have accordingly arranged for infrastructure. But earlier, it was very difficult for people to reach there.
Yes.
So we started this camp in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
How it started was, there was a district magistrate of the district in which jurisdiction the camp falls. It is South 24 Parganas. His name was Mr. Patro. And Mr. Patro's father was a Sai devotee. And Mr. Patro was classmate of our present state president, Mr. Shyamal Sur, in IIT. So they both knew each other. And when people used to congregate for the Mela, the infrastructure facilities to accommodate around lakhs and lakhs of people for calls of nature was very limited, and people don't have any option but to pass this excreta on the beach itself. And it was a real, real mess. To that extent that a foreigner remarked that Ganga Sagar is the toilet of India. There was a remark by Times of India also in its newspaper where they captured this activity of the organization. And they said that it is the largest open-air lavatory of the country. So such is the extent of human excreta. You can imagine they can accommodate 400, 500. And if one person takes 5 minutes to attend the call of nature, just imagine how many minutes or how much time would it take for 5 lakhs pilgrims on a daily basis.
Yes.
So it was a Herculean task. And after the Mela, the foul smell would remain even to the extent of 1 month. Following the Mela, so the government and the people who were, the committees who was in charge of the Mela was actually very much perturbed how to solve this situation. Then this Mr. Patro, he somehow came to know that Sai organization is involved in service activities and they also do sanitation. So he approached Mr. Shyamal Sur. At that time, I think he was our state village in charge of the Grama Seva activities. He approached and he said, Shyamal, can your organization take up this job? And Mr. Shyamal Sur said, yes, why not? So this is how it started. And everything was organized. There are several other hundreds of NGOs who are involved in different activities during the Mela, administration, crowd controlling, discipline and everything. But nobody came forward for this activity.
Cleaning it.
Cleaning of the night soil from the beach itself. They used to have some sweepers, but the result was not good. People used to actually hit the pilgrims who used to sit on the beach with wooden sticks to make them run away. So this was the extent, and people say that uske pehle logo ka atyachar hota tha wahan pe. They were tortured. They were literally tortured. And the organization under the leadership of Mr. Sur decided to take up this activity. And then we met the service, the organizing committee. The district magistrate is the in charge of the Mela committee. And everything was organized. Our team reached there. This, I'm talking of the first camp.
In the year 1991.
Our team reached there. They were calling every organization to ask them everything is all right or not, how the preparations are going and some administrative instructions and everything. And then they called. They did not even pronounce the name of our organization. They called, Sri, Sri, Sri. How many Sris he put? We did not, as explained by our state president, he doesn't remember. And Sai Baba Rokhan Theke Keu Ashum. That means anybody from the Sai organization, please come to the camp office. And there was this Vidyut Mantri, the electricity minister. He was there. He had come to see how the Mela is being organized. And then our state president appeared before him. So he said, so you have come from the Sai organization? He said, yes. So how many sweepers have you brought? And our state president said, not even one. He was very annoyed. He said, what are you saying? Are you kidding? You have taken up this massive responsibility and you have not even brought one sweeper? Who is going to clean this? Then our state president said, we will do it.
Nice.
And hearing this, he just kept his pen on the table and he was dumbfounded for about a minute or a couple of minutes. And then he looked and he said, looking at you, I can make out that you are an educated person belonging to a good family. Would you be able to do this job? He said, why not? And then we started off the activity. And this activity continues. We depart from Calcutta every year on 10th of January, early morning, 6 a.m. And by 4 p.m. we reach at the spot. Then we put up our camp and everything. very cold. The sevadals have to sleep on the floor.
About 100 sevadals?
About 120 to 130 sevadals.
Mm.
We put up our camps and everything is set right. From the next day, we start working. First day, we start working, say, around 4:35 a.m. And we continue till 7 a.m. For 3 hours, there is a break. But during that break, there is always a team of 25 sevadals is on that spot.
Mm.
During the initial hours, which are the peak hours, the entire team of 120 to 130 sevadals is on the beach cleaning the night soil. They pick up the night soil with shovel and there are pits which are made, the ditches which are made, and the night soil is dumped into it. Then it is then covered with soil and bleaching powder is sprinkled.
Mm.
And this continues. So first day we begin at around 5 a.m. in the morning. Second day we begin at around 3, then at 2:30 in the morning.
Mm.
And it continues until 7 a.m. Then there is a break. But while during the break also around 30 sevadals are on the ground. And after that, the work again starts. During that time, night soil is not there because it's already cleaned in the morning. So we clean the other garbages and other rubbish and trashes which are thrown by people across here and there. And we clean them. In the evening also the same work continues. And it continues until 16th January, where in the midnight the mela is declared closed by the district magistrate. And we make sure that when we leave that space on the 16th night, the beach is left uncluttered to the extent that as if nothing had happened here.
Mm.
We make sure that if Swami is to walk here, the cleanliness of the place should be up to that mark.
Yes.
So not even a single hay is left on the ground. And the Mela authorities, they have been really impressed by the commitment, dedication, and most importantly, the discipline which the sevadals have exhibited over the years at this camp. Even to the extent if there is something very important, it's the organization, the Sai organization is called up to actually execute that task, which is not within our normal scope of work.
So actually this Ganga Sagar Mela, it's for how many days, sir?
Look, the main Mela is on the 14th. The holy dip is on the day of Makar Sankranti, which is 14th. But pilgrims start coming from 12th itself. The rush increases from 12th January onwards and then the peak is on 14th January. Then it starts gradually decreasing. And on 16th midnight, the Mela is declared closed.
So all the Sevadal volunteers will be there from 12th to 16th.
We reach there on 10th. We are there on 16th. In 16th midnight, we offer aarti to Swami. And interestingly, I should mention that none of our sevadals offer puja or worship at the Kapil Muni's temple.
Okay.
Maybe that they are going there for the first time. Everybody you would want when you go to pilgrim spot, okay, let me actually pay my homage to the shrine. But no, because we believe in one thing, which Swami has said, that work is worship.
Yes, and duty is God.
And duty is God. So, if you are doing this work which with utmost sincerity, is it not worship? And if it is worship, then what is the need to offer another worship at the Kapil Muni's temple? And secondly, no sevadal during the duty time goes to the temple. They don't even go to the temple. Because, and again, Swami says, duty is God. So, how can I leave this God and go to pay homage to another God? This is something which does not fit. So, no sevadal offers, for them, the work which they have done is their highest worship. It is as if that the pilgrims who, the sequence is they take the holy dip in the ocean and then they go to Kapil Muni. The situation was such when we were not going there that it was difficult for people even to step on the beach.
Mm.
That was an obstruction. So it is as if we are clearing the obstruction between the pilgrims and their God.
Yes, God and the devotees.
God and the devotees. The dasanu das, the servant of the servant.
So this has been happening from last 23 years almost.
This would be our 24th year. 24th happened in 2013, this would be 25th.
Yes, very nice.
2014. So our team is gearing up. On 9th they would report for registration. And on 10th we would set out.
So are the volunteers same or they keep changing?
They keep changing. In fact, our limit is around 120 to 130. People want to go there, but we cannot take them because the camp area and other infrastructure facilities which are required are limited. And the number of 120, 130 is optimal. So sometimes you have to say to the sevadars next time.
Okay.
Try next year. And it is very well organized. The groups are divided into different teams with two group leaders of each group. And it's a mixture of old and new boys. Mm. It is not just that you go and you lift the excreta and then dump it there. There is, it's also an art. You have to learn that. So old boys, they actually train the newcomers.
What are the volunteers saying, sir? When we ask them, why are you doing this kind of job? What is the inspiration? What do they say?
When anybody listens to this type of activity, they are dumbfounded.
Yes.
They are dumbfounded. But to talk of the expressions of the sevadars who have participated, they are found to be in utmost bliss. They are found to be utmost bliss. We have a video. We have made a documentary on this activity. And the emotions of the sevadal which you see, they are self-explanatory. And you would find people from all walks of life in this camp. Starting from our state president who is an IITian and did his MS from Stanford University to a small, an most ordinary village boy.
Nice. Really incredible.
It's all because, look, Swami is incredible, so his work has to be incredible. The next, another activity at state level is the Damdam Metro Children Welfare Project. This is a 365 days project. Our youth and couple of senior members of the organization, they go to this Damdam Metro where there are around 35 to 40 children, few orphaned, few nobody to take care. And every morning we go there at 6:30 a.m.
Railway station.
The Damdam Metro Railway Station.
Okay.
Let me tell you how this began.
Yes.
We have been continuing this since 2001 April. It started on Poila Boishak. Poila Boishak marks the first day of the Bengali New Year. So we started this activity on 14th of April 2001. And what prompted to take up this activity was a news article in a Bengali newspaper wherein there was a picture of a small boy, maybe around 3 years of age or 4 years of age, who was tied up to a iron gate with a chain and left by his mother in the morning because the mother had to go to work. She used to work as maid in different houses and she couldn't carry the child along with her. And she would leave this child in the station so that he does not run away. And throughout the day, there was nobody to take care of the child.
Oh my God. Child will be in the platform.
The child would remain on the platform. And one of our members saw this article and then next morning, a team of around 15 to 20 youth went to actually see what is happening. Whether what we have seen is believable or not. And to our astonishment, we saw that it was not the only child. There were around 30 to 40 children who were left on the platform with nobody to care, nobody to ask them how they were, nobody to show their love and affection to them. So we decided to do something and what could be done and how it should be done, for how long it should be done, what should be the frequency. So we took up this activity from the first day of the Bengali New Year, which happened to be on 14th April 2001. So a team of around 15 youth went to Damdam Metro Station, which is adjoining the Damdam Railway Station. It's a metro railway and the normal Indian railways, which is there. These children used to live and are living on the Damdam Metro Railway platform itself. So every morning we go there at 6:30 we wake them up, then we bathe them, brush their teeth, comb them, give them clothes, whatever they have, and impart lessons on health and hygiene.
Okay.
And we first started with giving them breakfast, which would comprise of healthy breakfast, maybe chapatis and some vegetables, followed by a glass of milk, some fruits or something like that. Then we gradually started classes on moral values, the Balvikas. And the Balvikas, we did not start in the traditional way the Balvikas is done. We started in a very candid approach, emphasizing more on the value aspect of Swami's teachings rather than stotras and all these things, because we did not know how many of them were Hindus or how many of them were Muslims. So, and if we just start with Omkar and everything like this traditional stotras, people would think that this is some Hindu organization who is trying to convert these children into Hinduism if they are not Hindus. So we did not take that approach. Our organization is not a religious organization, it's a spiritual organization, and spirituality is far above religion. And we started imparting lessons in Balvikas, the moral values, stories which were said by Swami, some songs, value-based songs, Sarvadharma bhajans and everything. Then we also realized that this is not enough. We have to do something for their academics. And gradually we developed a syllabus wherein each youth tends to around 4 or 5 children according to their age group, and we impart academic lessons, elementary education on daily basis to them. So it is like that. 6 days, 7 days in a week, maybe 2 days are moral value classes and rest of the days we have got academic lessons. But breakfast is served every morning. So it's a 365 days activity.
So volunteers go there every morning. For how long they will be?
They would be there for around 2-2.5 hours. And then they would come.
So again, this activity from past 12-13 years, it's happening,
yes,
right?
Yes, 13 years and 365 days in a year.
My God. So what are the volunteers saying, sir? What is their experience of in being involved in this? How they are feeling?
No, volunteers and the sevadars, they do feel privileged to actually be a part of this project, which is a unique project. And this was presented to Swami in the year 2001 or 2002, I don't remember. There was International Seva Conference. From our state, this project was presented to Swami. And he blessed it. And in fact, I myself have gone there for so many times. And when you actually see these boys, now they have, it is such that they look forward to you.
Yeah.
They look forward to the love and care which they receive. They have not received such love and care even from their kith and kins. Everybody is there to exploit them. The greatest satisfaction lies in the fact that a lot of transformation has been seen in these children.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. So, in the last 12-13 years, what have you seen in these children?
Look, these children were, as it is for anybody being brought up in such a situation, these children used to use a lot of slangs, foul languages. They were involved in petty crimes. They were involved in smugglings, drugs and all these things. But gradually, by Swami's grace, and it's His greatest miracle, Swami's grace, they have stopped using slang. They have realized that whatever we do in life has to be done in a righteous manner. We started in 2001. Few have dropped out. New boys have come, new girls have come, but there have been few who have continued since then. So out of them, some have taken resort to the righteous method of earning a livelihood. I would not say that they are doing very good. Somebody is working in some executive or something like that.
Can you give some examples?
The girls are working as maid in the houses. I have a story, I will tell you. This girl called Mongli, she came for this year's
Prashanti
service.
Okay, nice.
She came and she works as an assistant in a beauty parlor. The boys, some are wage earners, some sell vegetables to earn their livelihoods. Some are working as employees in some canteen, some restaurants or something like that. But the considerable change and the notable change is that in their conduct, that has been a greatest satisfaction. I don't know how far we have been able to help them academically, But certainly, when we see these boys and compare them what they were 10, 12 years ago or 5 years ago and today what they are, a lot of satisfaction is there. And even to the extent, these boys, after they eat the breakfast, earlier we used to clean that place. Mm. At the end of the day, it's a public place. You can't leave it cluttered with plates and things thrown here and there.
Yes.
Earlier we used to clean. Now we don't have to tell them. They would eat and they would clean that place.
Mm.
They would organize everything. Sometimes we organize video shows for them.
Okay,
we take projectors.
Oh.
We organize video shows for them on based on Swami's teachings. We give them presentations.
Okay. So you talk to them about Swami also?
We talk to them about Swami, but not saying, okay, Swami is God. Whether Swami is God or not, that's my personal perception. But we put stress upon what Swami wants. Why has he come? What has been his mission?
The different activities of Swami.
The different activities of his Swamis. His works, his teachings. And what is his expectation from children? And once in a year on the day of Mahalaya, which is a public holiday in West Bengal, we take all the children to our state center, state science center in Barakpur. There we give them new clothes. Because the day of Mahalaya marks the beginning of Durga Puja. It is as if Goddess Durga is coming back to her mother's place. It's the greatest festival of Bengal. And whoever is resourceful, whoever has the means or what little means they have, they would make sure that they wear new clothes during that occasion. Every year we give them new clothes so that they also feel belonged. We organize entertainment in form of magic shows, some movies, like Three Idiots we had shown.
Some inspirational. Entertainment.
Tare Zameen Par and all these movies, some value-based content. There is one cartoon series, Dada Thakur, which is also value-based. In Bengali we show them. And then some magic shows, musical events, some recreational events are organized throughout the day and then they are again taken back to the platform.
Mm. Throughout the year, 365 days and for more than a decade. Now, so much commitment is required by the volunteers.
Absolutely.
So, what about their professional work, sir? How do they manage?
Look, as far as this project is considered, it is 365 days in a year. No office starts at 6:30 a.m.
Okay, morning 2 hours.
Morning 2 hours. So, that commitment is there. And we have planned it on rotational basis. It is not that the same team goes every day.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So nearby districts, it's a project of two districts, Calcutta and North 24 Parganas. Which is, you can say, Damdam is where Calcutta and North 24 district converge. So samitis from both the districts have been assigned a roster.
Mm.
And they identify who is going and every day it's, they already know. So
how many volunteers go in a day?
Around 10 to 15.
Okay.
Mm. Around 10 to 15 volunteers they go and they cook the food themselves. It is not that we buy the food from outside. A lot of food is available at
yes.
the station. You buy the food and that's the most easiest task. No, that is not done.
So they cook at home
they cook
early
at
morning
home,
and
early
then
morning.
Go.
They cook at home early morning. So whatever needs to be prepared, it is divided between the volunteers. Okay, today you prepare chapati, you prepare vegetable, you take the milk. Every morning this is divided and then they go to the platform.
A lot of commitment is required.
The source of commitment is all Swami.
Okay, so now let's come to the next. Now this, I know that in West Bengal there is a telemedicine center in Barakpur.
Yes.
Of the Sri Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, for a couple of weeks, we had program on telemedicine, about telemedicine of Swami's hospital. We had a virtual exploration.
Mm-hmm.
And State President Sir from West Bengal had come and spoken. I think State Vice President.
State Vice President.
Yeah,
Mr.
State Vice President.
Prasad Lahiri.
Yeah, he spoke about telemedicine.
Mm-hmm.
Can you throw some light on that also, sir?
Look, this, we are really privileged to actually have this telemedicine center in West Bengal and we are deeply gratified to Bhagwan for giving this opportunity because this activity is unique in itself because when we try to translate into in terms of numbers, then the numbers are mind-boggling. Let me first give you a brief background. This telemedicine center is operational 3 days in a week from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., Wednesdays, Thursdays and Saturdays. On Wednesdays we have cardiology checkup with Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram, which was recently connected. And on Thursdays, we have neurology with the Whitefield Hospital, and on Saturday, we have cardiology again with the Whitefield Hospitals. The average number of patients in a month would be somewhere around 125. And it depends, it varies. If you take out the average, it would be around 125. In neurology, the number of patients are more. It is somewhere around 20 patients. For cardiology, Whitefield, around 7 to 8 patients a day. And for Prashanti Gram, around 4 to 5 patients a day. And this is also being run, managed and done by sevadals from the organization. Around 15 sevadals are participating in this center on rotational basis, again from different samitis, and 6 sevadals are there round the clock, 24 hours. They are doing shifting duties, which they remain there, they stay there on rotational basis, because a lot of costly equipment is there. Mm-hmm. We just can't let it remain there without any supervision or surveillance. And around 125 patients come every month, and if we take out the savings of the patients, because the objective of setting up this telemedicine center was for follow-up checkups which could be done remotely,
yes,
the patient should not be required to come to the Whitefield Hospital or the Prashanti Nilayam Hospital. All the way from West Bengal.
Very
where
fast.
It takes 2 days of traveling on one way. So 4 days of traveling, and again minimum 4 to 5 days here, or 3 to 4 days.
And also somebody has to accompany them.
Somebody has to accompany them. So it would cost, if not less than around probably 10-15,000 rupees for one patient to, yes, actually come here and go back.
Just for a follow-up checkup from the doctor.
Just, yes, for a follow-up checkup from the doctor, which could be very well done remotely. And this is a great initiative of the hospital to set up this telemedicine center. So if we calculate, our yearly expenditure is somewhere around 5 lakhs. Monthly comes to somewhere around 40,000 rupees. And the average monthly savings, collective monthly savings of patients, is somewhere around 18 lakhs, mm, if we calculate all the cost. And annually, it comes to somewhere around 2 crores.
Mm.
So it's a huge, although it seems to be very small activity, operational on 3 days only in a week, where around you are catering to, on an average, 10 to 15 patients. But the collective savings of the patient is 5 crores. And for people who are coming from all the way to West Bengal, 10,000, 15,000 is a huge sum of money for,
yes,
them.
Yes, that's right. It's not just about money also. So much stress and pain.
Absolutely.
They have to take.
Absolutely.
Come all the way from there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have got 15 sevadals and 3 doctors. 3 local doctors who are stationed in that telemedicine center.
In fact, the telemedicine center at Barakpur is the first telemedicine center.
It was the first telemedicine, yeah, center.
For Swami Super Specialty Hospital, yes.
2007, I remember that 2007 we had come in here for the first time with Yuva Parthi Yatra, and at the same time it was to be inaugurated. So one of our active youth member who was instrumental and deeply engaged in setting up of this telemedicine center, he had to be there to ensure that everything is in order.
Sairam, you just heard an episode of our radio series Serving in the Name of Sai, in which we brought to you part 1 of a 3-part conversation with Mr. Brijesh Bamalwa, the youth coordinator of the Sri Satya Sai Organization for the Indian State of West Bengal. In this conversation, he shared with us the different service projects of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization in West Bengal. The second part of this interview will be aired same day, same time, next week, every Thursday at 11 a.m. on Asia Stream. You can listen to a new Seva story. This segment is hosted by Raghu and it's called Service Love in Action. And if you're listening to us via other streams, you can download these programs from our website radiosai.org. Please do send in your feedback. We look forward to your emails. As always, you can write to us at listener radiosai.org. Thank you and Sai Ram.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Tumhara rishta is dil se. दिल ही समझ पाएगा दूर होके भी तुमसे तुम्हारा एहसास करवाएगा पर आज तुम्हारी यादों में खोया किसी बात पर ये रूठा है ओ मां तुम बिन बेजुबा होने की शिकायत कर बैठा है बेजुबा होने की शिकायत कर बैठा है
जा